Westlock. One Pembina Lodge resident is in hospital in stable condition following a COVID-19 outbreak at the 68-unit seniors living facility. Homeland Housing CEO Raymond Cormey confirmed October 6 that four residents, including the one in hospital, have tested positive for COVID-19 and are now recouping in self-isolation. The number of infected residents initially peaked at seven, but now those people have come off of self-isolation. In addition, Cormey said that on October 5 four staff complained of head cold-like symptoms, and are now off work awaiting their test results, which should be back before the end of the week. Previously, three staff tested positive for COVID-19, but have since been cleared to resume work. Cormey said that roughly 98% of the residents at both the Pembina and Smithfield lodges are double vaccinated, while the number of triple vaccinated residents is quickly approaching that same total. When there is a COVID outbreak, Alberta Health Services comes in and swabs all of the residents, and then a week later they come in and do it again. It's called prevalence testing, Cormey explained. So we had prevalence testing done October 4 and we got the results back yesterday, and we have no new resident cases of COVID-19, which is good news. So we are working with Alberta Health Services, and each day we meet with them to review. Everything is well in hand, and we are following the CMOH, Chief Medical Officer of Health, orders and any directives from Alberta Health Services. Everyone is safe, so there's no need to panic. Visitors are still allowed at Pembina Lodge, although Homeland has instituted a heightened level of screening. Cormey noted that as per the current CMOH order, they cannot compel visitors to show proof of vaccination. Visitors are still welcome, we're just doing the temperature check again. And if family are visiting an individual who is in self-isolation, they're provided with more PPE. So they would wear a mask, eye protection and a disposable gown, he said. Homeland housing facilities, by and large, have been outbreak-free since the start of the pandemic in March 2020. That said, keeping those facilities safe has become a little more challenging after visitor restrictions for continuing care facilities were lifted in July. When the pandemic first started, we did have a case at the Pembina, and we also had a case at Diamond Spring, our Redwater site. But quite frankly, those were the only ones. So I guess you could call us lucky, said Cormey. But certainly staff and residents at all of our sites have been very diligent in making sure they're wearing their masks, their PPE and performing good hand hygiene. While Homeland Housing hasn't mandated staff to be vaccinated, some will be required to due to the contracts it has with Oz at the Smithfield and Diamond Spring sites. The province has mandated all public employees must be full vaccinated by October 30th. For confidentiality reasons, Homeland Housing are not permitted to ask staff about their vaccination status. For our other sites, it's under review. More towns, cities and school boards are having mandatory vaccination requirements, and I think as time goes on that very well may the direction Homeland goes in as well, said Comrie, who traveled to Westlock October 6 to inform Smithfield staff of the news. We encourage and support all staff to be fully immunized against COVID-19. The same holds true for visitors and family members, as the current CMOH orders for continuing care prohibit us from asking about vaccination status, nor can we refuse entry based on vaccination status. George Blaise, Town and Country Today.com.